sisters all day eating, but my family not a sucker, no they sneaking around. Scuddy with Eating off of their Intoxication EP. Before that, we had Widow Speak with Unwind, and up the top, of course, Walking Who with Halfwit. You're on 2SER 107.3. This is Drive with me, Beth Tracy. And look, if you have a fair for fashion, if you have style that goes unmatched, you must check out the Who Are You Wearing exhibition that's being launched by Fairfield City Museum and Gallery. The exhibition will showcase the finest local talents from Western Sydney, including our next guest, who I actually have in studio with me, which is I'm very excited about because COVID haven't been able to do that in a long time, Jasmine Kayet, fashion designer and creator of Kayet, an eco-conscious, sustainable clothing label. Jasmine, how are you going?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. No. And I apologize if I pronounced your name wrong.
No,
did I say it right?
You got it close. It's Hayat.
Hayat. Okay, that's a lot nicer than what I was saying. But first off, tell me about the exhibition. What is it? What's happening?
Well, it's really an exhibition put on for, like you said, Western Sydney talent, mm-hmm. kind of flipping fashion. Fashion's typically all in the eastern suburbs. Mm-hmm. But there's just as much creatives in the eastern suburbs as there is in the western
Heck
suburbs.
Yeah.
And we're bringing it back to the western suburbs, highlighting the talent there. And there's about 10 designers in the exhibition. They're all slow fashion or sustainably conscious designers. So that's kind of the focus of the exhibition. It's all
Brilliant.
Slow fashion, which again is what my whole brand encompasses, which as a designer I think is also really important. So
of
it's
course.
Really great that Who Are You Wearing are kind of highlighting that and bringing it back to the western suburbs.
Most definitely. And you know, part of the talking about slow fashion, part of the exhibition is about there's a clothing swap there.
Yes,
could
amazing.
You tell me about how that works? How does that work?
So they've actually built it in within the exhibition, and there's
okay.
a change room built into the exhibition. So we're kind of advocating of reusing,
mm-hmm.
and so you bring the clothes in that you don't want and you possibly take home the clothes that you do want. So it's kind of a really cool way of recycling
oh
and upcycling instead of throwing it away or having it end up in landfills, which of so much textiles ends up in the landfills.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great initiative that they've kind of put together
mm-hmm.
for everyone who visits. They can donate and they can have the option to take away as well.
That's brilliant.
So it's kind of recycling in a cool way.
Yeah, in a museum.
I know.
Oh my gosh,
in a heritage building.
So
that's quite cool.
That's amazing. And you know, you like myself, and as you said in the beginning, you're born and bred Westie.
Yes.
Represent.
Yeah.
How important do you think it is to, you know, kind of have an artistic and cultural initiatives such as this in Western Sydney?
It's really important. Like mm-hmm. I said earlier, you don't really see it
mm-hmm.
in the western suburbs, and it's kind of unheard of to hold events like that. Like, think of Fashion Week, think of all the big department stores and the big
mm-hmm.
brands. They're all up in the eastern suburbs. So bringing it back here and focusing only on talent within the suburbs, the western suburbs,
mm-hmm.
just brings a whole different light to the location in itself and the people and the culture around it.
Most definitely.
We get to share our culture and share where we've grown up. Like, I know myself, I only collaborated with tailors and machinists and sewers in and around my suburbs. So it's,
really?
Yeah, brought all the business back to the small businesses.
Amazing.
And kind of like reinvented the way we'd think of manufacturing and pulling it right back to the basics and pulling it to the people who kind of need it and have the talent to work on it.
Yeah, and that shouldn't be punished because they don't live in
exactly.
Bondi.
It shouldn't just be located in one area and all the work goes to them.
Most
it should
definitely.
Be
I think that sometimes
back.
It brings to mind like the fact that there is such a divide between the eastern and the western suburbs of
yes.
Sydney. But at the end of the day, Sydney's a huge, huge
it's
city.
Same.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
We're all brothers and sisters.
You know, fashion is fashion at the end of the day.
Exactly.
No matter where it's made or
anybody can
who
rock
it's
it.
Made it by.
Exactly. So tell me about your designs and what audiences can expect from your label at this
yeah,
exhibition.
So cool. I have two pieces on loan, so kind of more of my tailored pieces, which is what I wanted to highlight because, again, like I said, I worked with a he's actually located in Wentworthville.
Mm-hmm.
He's a tailor, and he actually used to produce a lot in manufacturing for big brands and stuff, and he had to really pull back as the years went by and
right.
as the fashion industry in Australia changed. So then I was able to give him business and
wow.
kind of let him reinvent his business, which was now just a like tailoring and buttonhole place into maybe something that could be a bit more, which he was really happy to collaborate on with me. And so yeah, I have a lot of tailored pieces on display. There's going to be a 3-piece suit.
Ooh.
And it's going to be like kind of deconstructed so you can see how it all goes together. And then I'm also going to have our staple essentials coat, which is beautiful, and it has kind of our logo interior lining, and it's got embroidery on it. And all of my clothes are very simple. We're mm-hmm. pulling fashion right back to the basics, mm-hmm. not following any trends, not dropping in any seasons. It's very organic and very true to slow fashion. And I think that's really important. And you'll see the detail behind what looks like a simple garment's actually got a lot of detail and a lot of technicality behind it.
Brilliant. And yeah. what drew you to going into slow fashion?
Well, I did travel overseas to India, Hong Kong, China, which is mm-hmm. the main kind of fashion production zones mm-hmm. that we know of. And even their highest standards were still a bit shocking to see.
Really?
So they're all...
Standards in what?
Standards in the way they produce, in the way they're working. Mm. When you bring it back to Australia, it's kind of more controlled. We have more rules. Mm-hmm. We have more regulations. And when you bring it back to smaller businesses, it means that there's smaller runs, smaller studios, so the spaces aren't filled and packed with people. They're getting paid right, they're working in healthy conditions, mm-hmm. and you get control over how your product looks and it's how it gets made, how your manufacturers get paid. You have all the control here and you're not blindsided, and you get to produce smaller runs, which comes into slow fashion because mm. you don't want to have excess stock. So many of the big brands just end up chucking their stock away.
Yeah.
And it all, like I said, goes to landfill. Textiles is like the number two contributor after oil to... Number two to the environment.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's quite bad. So when you think about all that, and I always say to people, how can a t-shirt cost $5? Think about how many hands touch mm-hmm. that, from the picking of the cotton to the spinning of the yarn to making it to yardage and fabric to the cut and sew, the make, the ship. Like, that doesn't make sense. There's obviously something's not connecting between the make and
the selling of it.
The selling of it, exactly. So you're going to kind of think of it in that way and kind of think how important it is to kind of give back to the industry and give back to the smaller businesses and smaller corporations who are trying to do the right thing.
Most definitely.
Now it's unfortunately more of a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Not unfortunately, kind of good because we're helping the environment, but it's still something that we all have to focus on and just jump on. You know what I mean? It's a work in progress.
And then it's also like when I've seen bigger brands try and like you said, it is a bit of a trend now because it's topical, let's say that, to be eco-conscious and to not be wanting to be a part of fast fashion.
Yeah.
But a lot of those places, they've already got systems so deep-rooted into the way
that
they produce things.
It's so hard to backtrack.
Exactly. So I definitely commend you and what you're doing and helping up, like sourcing out your work to local communities and local businesses.
Yeah.
That's the word. Looking for businesses. Before I let you go though, could you give the exhibition one last plug? When is it all happening and where can we find out more info?
Yeah, so it's happening from the 23rd of April to, it will be open till the 24th of September. It's free entry and you can visit Monday to Saturday. It's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday to Friday, and then Saturday is open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I believe. And you can just go to the Fairfield City Museum Gallery website and they'll have all the details. There's also opening night on the 29th.
Ooh.
And you can come along and there'll be little events across the whole exhibition as well, and you can see some amazing designers.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Jasmine.
No
I
worries.
Really appreciated it, and congratulations
thank
on
you.
Being featured in this amazing exhibition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining us again. That was fashion designer Jasmine. Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher it again. Could you say it for me?
Jasmine Hayat.
Jasmine Hayat. It's not that hard to say. It's just hard to read. Speaking about her designs, which feature in the upcoming exhibition, Who Are You Wearing? For more information, make sure you head to our website, 2ser.com. We're going to put all of the info on there and the links to the Fairfield Museum and Gallery. It's almost 6 p.m., which means that I'm almost out of here, but I want to say a huge thank you to Jasmine and to Bella for organizing the amazing, amazing story that we had lined up today. And thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back next week, same time, same place. I'm going to leave you with a track from Wah Together off of their album, Let's Wah Together. Sounds pretty, sounds great. This one's called Out, Out, Out. Have a fantastic weekend. Happy Easter. Eat lots of chocolate for me. Bye.